Welcome to 3GT, the podcast for three guys, a pastor, a professor, and a parishioner discuss theology from a practical standpoint, all from a Reformed perspective. Find out more at 3GT.xyz.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Three Guys Theologizing. My name is Kyle Borg, and I am one of the regular co-hosts of this podcast, joined by my good friends Barry York and Scott Hunt. Scott and Barry, how are you guys doing today?
I'm fantastic.
I'm even more than fantastic because I just came back from a 40th anniversary trip with my wife. We had a wonderful time. Sorry, Scott.
You want to elaborate more on that, or are you just going to leave us there?
I'm
glad you guys were able to get away. Congratulations on 40 years.
That is a milestone. You look like you got a little bit of sun.
Yeah, I should qualify it. It was an early trip. It's later in the summer, but it was the time that we could fit this trip in. So we were glad to celebrate.
Okay. So you're okay celebrating early, even though you haven't hit 40 years yet.
Our 40.
Okay, good.
Year.
Yeah, that's great. Well, congratulations on
that.
Thank you. That's good. And Scott, how many years do you have under your belt with regards to marriage?
It'll be 26 in 2 weeks.
Man, I feel like a baby. Man, I'm just at 19, so I have a lot to learn from you guys. Well, I want to welcome you to this episode of Three Guys Theologizing. I should say at the very outset that I'm going to be fairly reserved in my comments today. Sure, I talked to one of our younger listeners this week who subjected himself in a single week to listening to 60 of our episodes, 6-0. And his only appraisal at the end of having to endure 60 episodes is he said, "You know, Kyle, you yap a lot. So I'm turning over a new leaf, and I am now going to be far more reserved and restrained so that I will never be accused again of yapping a lot." But I do want to welcome you. In some ways, today's episode is going to be a little creative. Usually we are 3GT, but today we are going to be 3GPT because we are going to incorporate a little bit more for a lighthearted episode, some artificial intelligence into today's episode. So here's what I want to get us started on. Or what do you guys think about it? Do you guys use AI very often? Are you familiar with the tool? Are you figuring out how to use it in your life, in your work, anything like that?
Yeah, I just have been made acquainted with it, or made its acquaintance about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I'm dabbling with it here and there, summarizing things. It's what I've found it's good for is a good starting point. It's a little bit more detailed than like a Google search, using like ChatGPT, but I don't rely on it, but it's a good place to get started to look for things.
Yeah. I use it to write all my sermons and articles.
It shows Barry.
I actually am not very familiar with it. I'm having to become more in an academic setting, to address issues of its use. We have appointed an ad hoc committee at the seminary in order to study AI and its proper uses in academic setting, as well as its improper ones, and how we're going to guard the integrity of the seminary regarding it. So anyway, I'm dealing with it, but I'm just not very familiar with it. Probably the most I use it for is like Grammarly, correcting my spelling or grammar on things, but I don't really get on ChatGPT that. I think I've probably been on it like 3 times, including this episode. So, and if we use artificial intelligence in this episode, how are our listeners going to know whether it's our voices or our computers that are talking?
Well, if it sounds like Tobias Funke or Kermit the Frog,
then pretty good chance
it's Scott or Kyle.
You know, I appreciate that, Barry, but before we get too carried away, you know, so you're not very familiar with AI. Scott, I can't believe that you just admitted that you kind of met AI like a couple of weeks ago. It shows just how Gen X you are. I
don't deny that I'm Gen X. I'm very suspicious of AI. Like one of the first times I used it, I was asking it to critique some like reform theology and just different things. And it kind of had a liberal bent to it. And it kind of irritated me a little bit.
Well, since you brought it up, let's play with AI a little bit right now, because I want to see what. So let me just type in. So I have ChatGPT open. And if I type in, let's just have a little bit of fun. Assess the efficacy of Barry York's presidency at the Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Let's see what AI has to say. Uh-oh. All right. It's already spitting out. So here we go. Barry, you can correct any factual information here. It says that you have served as president since 2018. Is that true?
True.
And you joined the faculty in 2013 as professor of pastoral theology and homiletics.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'm not interested in that. I am interested in ChatGPT's assessment of the efficacy of your presidency. So, Barry, here is some things that artificial intelligence, ChatGPT, has to say about the efficacy of your presidency. York has provided consistent leadership through significant transitions, welcoming three new faculty members, a new librarian, and a considerable turnover in board membership.
Wow. That's all true.
Did you say that? Did you say that is true or is not true?
Yeah, no, that's very correct. We've had a huge turnover in our board members in the last 4 or 5 years. We're almost
okay
to the point where they've all been replaced except one or two.
So the big question comes, in the midst of all of these significant transitions, how has President York done? ChatGPT says, quote, despite these changes, he's preserved a culture marked by academic theological rigor, Christian love, and student service, likened to standing on a solid rock amid shifting foundations.
Well, as long as all that praise goes to the Lord, who is the solid rock, then okay, whatever. He's the one that's preserved us. Oh, man, wow. I'm going to have to get on ChatGPT. I read an article recently where people actually like create like a girlfriend or a boyfriend on ChatGPT. And there was one of these platforms that was doing this.
And then
they took it offline. And these people were devastated. And it was like they went through a grieving process because they lost their artificial boyfriend or girlfriend. But if Kyle, saying things like that about you, you can kind of understand why.
I was just going to say, maybe what the RPCNA needs to do is create an AI generated president for our seminary.
Yeah,
I don't know that we need to, because you can get better than Barry. You know what?
No. Are you going to do Barry? Are you going to do more on Barry?
Yeah, I was just going to tease Barry out just a hair more.
All right, tease Barry out just a hair more.
So right now, ChatGPT is saying that your presidency has been highly effective. So let's play with this a little more. Here's the prompt. Let me prompt it. Based on this analysis, what grade would you give Barry?
Oh my.
All right, here we go. Barry, I know that you are usually in the business of giving grades and not taking them, but ChatGPT gives you an A.
Wow.
And here's how they break it down. Here's why. Leadership, you get an A because you have provided stable principal leadership. Academic oversight, A, because you have maintained academic integrity. Ministry engagement, A, because you continue to serve as a ruling elder. You communicate through podcasts when Kyle Borg does not yap. That was my own editorial comment. And you represent the seminary well beyond its walls. Cultural and institutional continuity, you also get an A. But look at this. Why not an A+? So I don't want your head to get too big. You got solid A's, but why not an A+? You don't get an A+ because there has not been significant enrollment growth. There have been no major fundraising milestones. There has been no facility expansion. And according to ChatGPT, broader ecumenical partnership for global impact has not happened under your presidency. So Barry, if you just, if you work on those four things, you could land solidly with an A+.
I'm at work already.
I wouldn't
argue with those things. I would say those are all areas of improvement.
Well, and some of them are probably good things. Those are positives.
Yes.
Some of those are positives.
You know, it now asks me if I want to compare you with past presidents, but we won't do that.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
But listen, in all fairness, so I've asked ChatGPT, evaluate the ministry of Kyle Borg at Winchester Reform Presbyterian Church.
No. We can't do that. Don't do this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and we'll just get, I won't go as deep into detail. But the synopsis says, Kyle Borg is a deeply committed rural pastor with a rare blend of solid reform teaching, creative family-oriented outreach, and denominational service.
I want to meet this guy.
it failed to mention. So here's how we know that it's not accurate. It failed to mention that he's yaps too much.
It's true.
Not in here.
It's true. It's a total failure. Some artificial intelligence there.
Well, let's see. I asked for a grade for Kyle. And, I don't know. It's
you're going to break my heart,
Kyle.
Aren't you? You're going to break. You know what? Before you give me my grade, the motto by which I've lived my life is C's get degrees. So
it says A minus, which I find hard to believe. That's a little bit infuriating.
Barry gets an A and I get an A minus.
I don't think that's right.
Does it explain why I get the minus and not?
He doesn't pursue personal branding or platform building, which limits his visibility. That's why.
Yes. I count that as a huge win.
The grade recognizes the depth over flash in his ministry. Nothing negative, but that's what ChatGPT says, Kyle. So
ChatGPT wants a platform building flashy pastor.
And
I'm
president,
in the RPCNA. It's impossible for that to happen in the RPCNA. So
yeah.
I also have on what I looked up about Kyle, it says he's a little bit too niche. It's geared,
what does that mean? Do you care to elaborate?
His writing and teaching are geared toward a reformed, conservative Christian audience. This might limit his accessibility or care for others.
Oh, no. Well, I think it's only fair that if Barry and I have had to have a little bit of this, here's the prompt I just entered. Assess Scott Hunt's prosecutorial career in Grant County, Indiana.
Wow. That's probably a tougher assessment.
That's okay.
So here's what it gives. Tenure and background, sworn in as Grant County prosecuting attorney on January 1st, 2023, after serving longtime deputy prosecutor. It does indicate that you beat a monkey. I'm sorry. No, I didn't really say that, but
don't put down monkeys.
I would never put down monkeys. I would never. All right. So Scott, here is the assessment. Capitalizing on institutional knowledge, his previous role as deputy prosecutor gave him deep familiarity with county caseloads, staff workflows, and courtroom procedures, allowing for a smooth leadership transition. ChatGPT believes the transition was smooth. Is that how you would define your transition to leadership?
Yes. It was relatively smooth.
Okay. Point number two, emphasis on integrity and transparency. In campaign messaging, and I should know this as I was your unofficial campaign manager, there is still a vote Scott Hunt magnet in my gym downstairs. But it says,
I'm wearing my T-shirt for Vote for Scott Hunt, and it says leadership, integrity, and commitment.
Commitment.
See?
Yeah.
See?
It's beautiful, right? Hunt pledged to bring, quote, a new level of integrity to the office.
Absolutely.
So far.
I did say that.
So far, post-election updates, via social media and press outlets suggest an ongoing communication and accountability efforts. Good work, Scott. ChatGPT is recognizing your faithfulness to your campaign.
So go ahead. Keep going.
It says, so far your overall assessment. All right, here we go. Strengths: seamless transition with institutional knowledge, clear commitment to integrity and communication, handles full statutory prosecutorial duties and family support enforcement. What is unknown so far about your work is concrete outcomes on public safety, case resolutions, or reform measures, and unknown is data-driven evidence of impact. So basically, ChatGPT, Scott, doesn't know if you're having a lasting impact. How's that make you feel?
I don't know if I'm having a lasting impact. I mean, you don't know. It's all fair, right? I mean, I think, yeah, by and large, it takes time to make a lasting impact. I mean, you've been at your church for 13 years. Barry, you've been at the seminary for how long?
12.
He's not even paying attention. 12?
He's too busy. He's too busy asking ChatGPT to compliment him some more. Scott, here's your grade. You ready for your grade?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let me guess. I'm going to say B.
Okay. So now just settle down, okay?
Yeah.
B minus
to a B.
But the reason why is simply because there's no real analysis of the long-term outcomes of what your career will have in Grant County. So
fair enough.
They suggest publishing annual statistics on convictions, plea bargains, case backlogs. So they really want to see more long-term effects. You know what? I think you need to remind them Rome wasn't built in a day. Gotham City was not protected in a single day. The Dark Knight took years to forge his superhero career. And Scott, I have all confidence in you.
Well, that's awfully kind of you.
You okay, Scott?
Yeah, I'm just looking. I did my own. And so here's what's really dangerous. All right. So I put in the prompt to evaluate Scott Hunt as Grant County prosecutor. And when I did that, there is a whole section on things that are just patently wrong and false about me. One being that I don't even want to say it, but there are two things from AOL as their source. And I think it is from a different Grant County, but it is absolutely false and demonstrably false. So you have to be careful on that. I thought it was pretty accurate, but not that part. So, I mean, you have to be careful because there are demonstrably false things on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Artificial stupidity is what it should be called, Scott.
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, they got some things right.
Well, here we go. We've put all three of us individually under the gauntlet. Let me enter this prompt and assess the usefulness of the podcast, Three Guys Theologizing.
That's what I was just doing.
Here we go.
Except I said to kind of rate it. So go ahead. You do. I said, how good is it? So you go first.
Okay, all right. No. It is, quote, widely recognized. It doesn't give a source for this, but we are widely recognized as a valuable resource for Christians, especially those interested in Reformed theology. So here's a little bit of a breakdown. Theological depth and practical insight offers thoughtful Reformed theological teaching with a pastoral heart, balancing academic rigor with real-world pastoral insight via Dr. York. Well, congratulations, Barry. There's nothing in here about via Scott Hunt or via Kyle Borg. Credibility and reputation. Listeners appreciate the trio's camaraderie and our theological nuance. One fan on the Puritan board praised it as, quote, this is the best podcast around.
Wow.
Apple Podcast gives us a 4.9 star rating out of 45 reviews. There have been over 330 episodes since 2015, and we have featured, here's a good one, we have featured credible guests. Ugh. Gordon Ketty, Brian Coombs, and Matthew Everhard, enhancing our outreach and our intellectual influence. Areas for improvement. We are a little too reformed in our perspective, and we occasionally lean into soundbite theology, trading depth for brevity, though many appreciate that balance. There you go. That's ChatGPT's assessment.
Some of the
Did you ask for a grade?
Barry asked for a grade. What'd you find, Barry?
I didn't ask for a grade. I asked it to just rate us. Just a couple other things that popped up. Some of our weaknesses, we tend to focus on traditional or conservative perspectives, and we don't really talk much about progressive Christianity or social justice.
Well, we could change that. We could, why social justice and social gospel is a bunch of...
But the thing that I really want to know is 3GT popular in Argentina? And
wait, so I asked for a grade, by the way, and I'm happy to report what our grade is.
What is our grade?
If you'd like, let me read. What? So it says 3GT earns this grade for being a theologically robust, engaging, and consistent podcast that serves its niche extremely well. While it may not aim for mass appeal or academic deep dives, it faithfully equips and edifies its intended audience, particularly within conservative reform circles. And that grade is a straight A.
All right.
Wow.
We got an A.
Did it give you a breakdown?
Yeah, like theological soundness, tone and accessibility, product production quality, content. Yeah, it gave us a breakdown. I didn't want to go through all of that, but so we get an A.
And what we do.
I feel pretty good about
us from an A to an A plus is if Kyle stopped yapping and Scott and Barry talked more.
Yeah, and I think if we grew in our popularity in Argentina, it's telling us that Argentina has a small growing reform community, but we're limited somewhat because of the language barrier. Though Argentina has a pretty high level of English proficiency compared to some other Latin American countries, it's still most people listen to podcasts in Spanish. So maybe we need to get it translated.
Omote Llama.
It says the 3GT podcast is probably not particularly popular in Argentina. So how did we make their 100 top Christian podcasts?
Maybe they just don't listen to podcasts.
Obviously, AI screwed that up because we are wildly popular in Argentina.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, this is a bit of a shorter episode, a little more lighthearted. We kind of are welcoming the summer, but... we just wanted to have a little bit of fun, but that does bring us to an end of today's brief podcast. Thank you for tuning in to Three Guys Theologizing. Scott and Barry, it was nice gathering again for this, and we look forward to being able to produce more A-plus content for our audience. If you are a progressive Christian, I am going to forewarn you, you're probably not going to find much that you appreciate about this podcast. But if you love the Bible, love Reformed theology, then we hope that you keep tuning in with us. Thanks. Until next time.